Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yitzchak Schechter. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Yilui Nishmas, Binyamin Meir ben Rav Dov Yitzchak Olav HaShalom.
Welcome everyone. We are about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, the shiur on Daf Chaf. We have here a braisa which brings three isurim that are included in the isur of Loisei Chonim. The Gemara says, Loisei Chonim, Loisitim, Lahem Chanoye Bekarka. Was not permitted to sell them anything that's karka. Which means one is not permitted to compliment them. And the third thing is, one's not permitted to give them a freebie, a present for free. Now, Toisvis in Dibri HaMaschal Rabbi Yehuda asks a question from a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim, Gemara Masechet Chulin. The Gemara over there says, Shaleach Odom Yerech Loivet Kechovim. One is permitted to send a Yerech to a Goy. The Gemara over there is handling the Shail of Gilan Noshe. And the Gemara says, Shaleach Odom Yerech Loivet Kechovim. So it's Mavur that one is permitted to give a present to a Goy. So Tosfos answers, Retiritz Rebbe, the Hocha Boivet Kechovim Hamakiroi, a Goy that one is acquainted with, Mutter, Mipnei Shehu Kemoichroi Loi. Because it's as if he sold it to him. It's a sale. It's not a matana. It's a mecha. Which means that since this guy is someone who he is acquainted with, so therefore, Pashtus, the guy has either done a favor for him already or will do a favor for him, so therefore it's an exchange. It's an exchange of the Yerech for the favors that the guy has done or will do, and therefore it's considered a Mechira, it's not considered a Matan. So we see in Tosfos that the Isser of Matnas Chinom is Mutter, if the guy is someone that you are acquainted with. Now, Rab Moshe in Dibros Moshe makes a diak in the Lashon Tosfos. The Lashon Tosfos is that it's mutter mipnei shehu kemoichrei loy. It blives like a sale. So Rab Moshe asks, why does Tosfos need that for? L'chaira, the reason why it's mutter is because since this guy is one that you're acquainted with, so therefore, you're not doing it for nothing. It's not a matnas chinam. You're giving it to him for a reason. And the reason is because you are acquainted with this guy and want to stay acquainted with him and want to have a good relationship with this guy because the guy is doing favors for the yid. So therefore, it's mutter because it's not a matnas chinam. Why does Tosfos have to say that it blives a mechira? So Rav Moshe wants to say a big chiddush based on this Lashon HaTosfos like this. L'chaira we could clear, what's the din if a yid wants to give a matana to a guy, bechinam, he's not charging the guy for the item, he's giving a matana. However, the yid has what to gain from giving the guy a matana. So for example, let's say a yid owns a catering hall, and he wants to give this catering hall, he wants to give it for free to a goyish company who has an event, who wants to host an event. And the reason why this yid wants to give his catering hall for free is because he knows that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be attending this event. And if those people see what a beautiful catering hall it is and how good the food is, they're going to want to make their events at this catering hall, and the yid stands to gain from those events. So what's happening here is that the yid is giving a matnas chinam to the guy. The guy who is making this event is getting a free hall to make the event in, and the yid is not getting anything from this guy in return. He may not even know this guy. However, the yid stands to gain from other side opportunities that will become available as a result of this matnas chinam that he gave the guy. So do we say that this that the Torah asked matnas chinam is when a person gives a free present to a guy for no reason other than he's machshev the guy, or other than he wants the guy to be machshev him? So that will bring to a closeness between the yid and the guy, and that's what the Torah didn't want, and that's why the Torah asked matnas chinam. But over here, where the yid has an ulterior motive, he's not giving any matana to the guy because he likes the guy in any way, or because he wants to have a relationship with this guy. But rather, he's giving this matana to the guy because for him, it's a good business opportunity. So then we say, maybe that's not called a matnas chinam. Or do we say, no, al kolponim, lemaisa, this transaction was chinam. The fact that he's giving away his chasana hole to the guy for free for that night, that's a chinam, that's a matnas chinam, and that's aser, even though from other areas, from other opportunities, the yid would be gaining. So Rav Moshe wants to be medayik in the Lashon HaTosfos, that Tosfos says, mipnei shehu kemoichrei loy, that the reason why it's mutter is because it blives a mechira, which means, matan is aser. The Torah asked matana, no matter, a matnas chinam, no matter what. The only time it's mutter is if we could somehow understand this as a mechira. If it turns into a mechira, then we can understand that it's mutter. How does it turn into a mechira? Since this guy is makira, since the yid is acquainted with the guy, and the guy does favors for the yid, so there's an exchange. Those taivis that the guy does for the yid are being exchanged for the yerech that the yid is sending the guy. But if this transaction itself is a mechira without the guy giving anything in return to the yid, it's aser. It's a maisa matana. The Torah has a maisa matana. This is Rav Moshe's diak in the Lashon Tosfos. Kum techois that in our case, it would be aser for the yid to give his catering hall to the guy for free because he's gaining nothing from the guy in return. This guy, this transaction with this guy is a matana. It's not a mecher. And the matana, the Torah aser. This is Rav Moshe's chiddush. Now, Lamaisa, there is a ran in Masech de Gittin, in the fourth parak, which is L'chayra Mashma, not like Rav Moshe. The ran over there is going on the Gemara, Kalamashachrar Abdoi Oiver Be'esa, someone who frees an Eved Kanani is over the Asay of Loyla Bem Tavoidu. And the ran brings the Gemara asks, Maisa Barabalazar, Shenichnas L'beis HaKnesses, V'loi Motza Shama Asara, V'shichrar Abdoi V'shlimel Asara. So the Gemara asks, how could you say that there's an Isser to free an Eved Kanani? We find that Rabbi Loza did it when he needed to make a minion. He was Meshacher his Eved in order to be Mashalim the minion, so we see that it's Mutter. So the Gemara answers, Mitzvah Shani. So the Ran asks, L'chayra, Hechi Dachinon Asei Shemeteirim Mishum Hai Mitzvah? How is it? What's the Gemara's Tarot? It's Mitzvah Shani. How can we be Deicha Mitzvah Seimen Atarev Lo'elim Bem Tavoide because of the Mitzvah of Tefillah B'tzibur? How could you say such a thing? Says the Ran, Al Korchach, we have to say, the Lav Asei Gomer Hu. This that the Gemara says it's an Asei of Leilim Bem Tavoidu, it's not an Asei Gomer, and that's why we're able to be Matcha that Asei in order to be Mashlum a Minyan. Another Teret says the Ran, V'yesh Metaretzim Shale Omra Teira Leilim Behem Tavoidu, Elo Mishum Shale Yitain Lohem Matnas Chinam. The Isser of Lo'ilim Bem Tavoidu is a sniff to the Isser of giving a matnas chinam to a guy. Ko'inyin shekosev bo'iv dikechavim, like it says by the goyim, lo'isichonim. So since there's an Isser of lo'isichonim, so therefore one's not permitted to be mashachar as Eved. This that the Torah says Lo'ilim Bem Tavoidu is a sniff to the Isser of lo'isichonim, means you can't give him a matnas chinam. Says the Ran, v'kibon di'ika mitzvah, la'v mishum chanina d'tuka avid. Rabbi Loza was not doing a chanina, he wasn't doing a favor, he wasn't being nice to the guy, elo l'tzerech atzma, he was doing it for his own needs, because there was a mitzvah, he wanted to be mekayim a mitzvah, so kum t'chayis, there's no l'sichonim. If there's no l'sichonim, there's no l'ilam b'em t'avoidu. This is what the Ran says. Al koponim, we see in the Ran, that when a person has an ulterior motive, that he's giving the guy a matana, but he's doing it for his own needs, he's doing it l'tzeirech atzmai, that's not called l'sichonim. L'sichonim is only when he's doing it mishum chanina d'tu. When he wants to do a favor for the guy, that's what's asa, that's what the Torah asa, but as long as he has his own tzeirech in mind, it's not mishum chanina d'tu, so it's mutter. So l'chayra, it's mavur in the Ran, not like Rav Moshe's diak in Tosfos. That it's not a vart, that it's kemoichre, that there has to be a mechira type of transaction here. No. There's no mechira type of transaction. The Rabbi Loza was being meshacher his eved, and he got nothing in return from that eved. He had a zaitiga harvacha that he was able to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzila b'tzibur. That had nothing to do with the eved. Ibazay, since he wasn't getting anything from the eved, according to Rav Moshe's diag and Tosfos, it should be aser. We see here in the Ran, l'chayr, not like Rav Moshe. So it could be that ain't a chanami. There's a machloikis Tosfos in the Ran. Tosfos is saying, "Harei u'kemoich relay taka holds like a Moshe." The Ran is being mechadish. No, that as long as it's not mishum chanina d'tu, it's mutter. But the Emes says that the Chassam Sefer in Tshuvas brings down this Ran, and he says a chiddush in the Ran. And according to what the Chassam Sefer says, there's no kasha on Rav Moshe. Chassam Sefer wants to say that this that the Ran says, that when it's l'tzeirich atzmai it's mutter, that's only by a mitzvah rabba, where the mitzvah, the tzeirich, that the person is doing it for is greater than the isser of l'sichonim. So l'mashal, in that case, it was a mitzvah derabim, because there was a rabim that needed to daven b'tzibur, so mele was a mitzvah derabim, or a mitzvah peruvu, in another case. So since those are mitzvah rabba, so therefore, that's where the Ran meant, that mitzvah outweighs l'sichonim. But otherwise, if it's just a regular mitzvah, which is not a mitzvah rabba, so the Ran would be moided that would not be called a tzairich enough to be matal lo'isichonim. It's a big chiddush in the Ram, but if you learn the Ram that way, then there's no kasha in Ramosha. Ramosha was talking about when it was not a mitzvah rabba, when there was another tzayrich, either another mitzvah or a plain tzayrich. So then, taka, it's only mutter if it's k'moichreloi, if there's a mechira. Mashen came if it's a mitzvah rabba, so there, the halacha is that it's mutter even though it's not a mechira, because the mitzvah rabba outweighs the isser of lo sechone. Another oifen of heter for the Isser of Matnas Chinam is Mavur in the Chok Yankif in Simin Tof Mem Ches. The Mechaber over there is talking about Chometz She'over Olav HaPesach, which is Aser. After Pesach, the Chometz is Aser. And the Mechaber says, V'machroi oinos ne'legoi shemichutz labayis. If he sold it or gave it to a guy that does not live in his house, then it's mutter because it belonged to the guy over Pesach. So the Chok Yankiv is Ma'irer, L'chayra, how could the Mechaber say, Oy Nosne L'goy, if he gave it as a matana to the guy? L'chayra, you're not allowed to give a matana to the guy, it's also al Matnas Chinam. So the Chok Yankiv says two terutz. And the first terutz is, he says, V'hainu b'makiroi. The Mechaber is talking about a case where the guy is makiroi. So therefore, there's no Isra, like it's Mavur and Tosfis, by us. Oyesh Loimar, says the Chok Yankiv, the mutter litnoi loy, kivon she'enoi shavaloi klum v'osir b'hanom. Since this chametz is aser b'hanah, so it's not worth anything to the yid. So kum techoyis, the yid is giving a worthless item to the guy. So even though for the guy it's not worthless, but since for the yid it's worthless, that's not called a matnas chinam and it's mutter. Now I saw in the sefer Avoy de Brura, he brings from sefer Yalkut HaGershuni a very interesting thing based on the Chok Yankiv. We find that Avram Avinu tells Melech Sedoim in Michut v'atzerech nal, he's not taking anything. Even though Avram Avinu L'chayra was kind of all those nechasim b'kibush melchama, it's like matzal mizuta shal yam u'mishlilusa shal nar, when a person saves something that's avud mimenu mikol adam, he's kind of it, it's his. So L'chayra, he was kind of all those nechasim, but afilu hachi, he gives it all to Melech Sedaim, and the question is, why is that not an isser of Leisichanim? L'chayra, everything belonged to Avram Avinu, and now he's giving everything away to the Melech Sedaim. So the Yalkut HaGershuni wants to say, based on this Chok Yankiv, it's not shver. Because since there's a Gemara Masechta Tainis that says that it's also for a person to be nana from Maisa Nisim, if a nace happens, a person is now supposed to be nana from that. So Kum Techois, Avram Avinu didn't want to be nana from all these Nechasim because it was Maisa Nisim. He won the Molchama B'derech Nes. So therefore, since to him it was worthless, because he wasn't anyway going to be nana from it, so Mameli he was allowed to give it to Melech Sedaim. We could be Moisif, that even without this cheshbon of Maisa Nisim, we find that Avram Avinu gave away all the matanos that he got from Avimelech and from Paroi. The pasuk says at the end of Seder Chayisara, it says Uvulvnei Pilakshim Nosan Avram Matanos, and Rashi explains that he made a pile of all the nechasim he got from Paroi and Avimelech, and he gave it away to the Bnei Apilakshim because he didn't want to be nana from it. So we see that Avram Avinu didn't want to be nana. He wasn't going to be nana from these nechasim that he gets from these Goyish kings. So a mela for Avram Avinu, taka was worthless, because anyway he wasn't going to be nana from it. So therefore, since for him it was worthless, so a mela there's no isra of loy sechanim, and he's allowed to give it away to the Melech Sedaim. Now, the Gemara says, loy sechanim loy sitein lohem chen. One is not permitted to compliment a goy. The lashon of the Rambam in Perek Yud Hilchas Avodah Zarah is like this: Aser l'saper b'shvachon, one is not permitted to talk about their positive attributes. Va'afilu loymar kama no oivit kechavim ze b'tzurasay, even to be meshabeach and to compliment a guy on his build. Kal v'choymer she yisaper b'shvach maisov oish yichavev dover midivrehem. Certainly, if one is not permitted to be meshabeach a goy b'tzurasai, then it's certainly not permitted to be mesaper b'shvach maisav, to talk about his good actions, to be mesaper to discuss how good his actions are, oish yichavev davar midivrayim, or to appreciate something of their things. Sheneamar v'loy sechonim. They should not have any chayin, any beauty in your eyes. You should not see beauty in the goyim. It causes a closeness, an attachment to the goy, and to learn from his evil ways. So the Rambam is very clear that it's usur to compliment or to appreciate or to discuss anything about the goyim, not about their physical appearance and not about their actions and not about anything that they do, because it brings to a closeness with the Goyim, and that's a problem because we will end up learning from their evil ways. So I saw in Shuvas Tzitz Eliezer, he brings down there a shaila from a doctor who asked him that there are many medical advancements and treatments that have been mechudish over the years by Goyim. Goyim have discovered new treatments and new medical advances, and very often there'll be a gathering where they will gather to discuss these new treatments, these new medical advances, and they'll be meshabeach them. So the question is this Aser al Sleisichane? Maybe the Yid, who's the MC, or the one who's making the presentation, or the one who's leading the discussion, and he is being meshabeach these advances in medicine, is it a problem or not? So the Tzitz Eliezer goes through a number of different studim to be matir this particular situation. And Teich HaDvarim, it becomes much clearer when this Isser applies and when the Isser does not apply. There's a Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, that calls Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Roish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim. And the Gemara explains, why was Rabbi Yehuda called Roish HaMedabrim B'chol Mokim? Because there was an incident. The Yasvi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shurim Ben Yechoi, they were sitting, these three Tanoim were sitting together. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'Omar. So Rabbi Yehuda said, Kama noyim maseyim shel umazu. How beautiful are the actions of this nation? Rashi explains, is referring to the Romans. Tiknu shvakim, tiknu gisharim, tiknu merchatzais. They established marketplaces, bridges, and bathhouses. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yosi shasak, he didn't say anything. Nen Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai v'Omar, kol mashe tiknu leitiknu elo letzerich atzman. They were only masaking these things. They established these things for their own needs, like similar to what we have in the Gemara here in Daf Beis. Tiknu shvakim lahoishav behem zaynos. Merchatzois la'adin b'hanatzman. They did it for their own pleasures. Gisharim litol mehen meches. And the bridges they did in order to collect the tolls. So the Gemara says that the Malchus found out, and they said, Yehuda she'ilo, Yehuda who spoke, Rabbi Yehuda who spoke positively about us, Yis'ala. So he becomes the Roish. Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Sheshasak. So Yigla Litzipayri has to go into Golas. And Shimon Shagina, Rabbi Shimon Yechai, who disparaged the Romans, he has to be killed. That's the incident in the Gemara. So we see L'chaira that Rabbi Yehuda was Mesaper B'Shvachon. He said, Kamenoi Masem Shalomazu. L'chaira, what about the Isser of Loisechonim? So the Goyin in Chidushe Ubiyure Hagro Amasech the Shabbos asks the question, and he says like this, the Omar Kain Shemutav Lodur Tachtehem V'loi Tachas Uma Acheres. Rabbi Yehuda, what he was saying was, he wasn't coming to be Meshabeach the Goyim, but rather he was saying that it's better for us in this Golos to be under the jurisdiction of the Romans than any other nation because of all the things that the Romans do. So Kum Teres, he wasn't being Meshabeach the Romans, he was just saying that for us it's better to be in this Golos where the Romans are the ones in power. Says the Goyin of Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, Savar da Afilu L'Shabchem Aser. Even in such a situation, it's also, even if the intention is only to show what's better for us, afilu hachi, since memele comes out of shvach for the goyim, even that is also. So that's machlekes of Yehuda and Rav Shimon Yochai. So it comes out, lefizeh, that any time we're meshabeach a goy, and the purpose of the shvach is in order to show how lucky we are, or how good it is for us, so that's not a problem. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was doing. So therefore, in this case, where the doctor is being meshabeach, this new treatment, so he's showing people how to do it, and he's showing the milus of the treatment, and he's being meshabeach the treatment, what he's really doing is showing how this treatment is good for us. And therefore, he's not being over l'sichanem, because he's not being meshabeach the goy, just l'shem to be meshabeach the goy, but he's being meshabeach the goy in order to show why this is better for us. Another Gemara is a Gemara Masechta Brachis Daf Chesam Ad Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva. B'shloisha Dvarim Oyhev Ani Es HaMedoyim. Says Rabbi Akiva, three ways I love the Medoyim. One of them is Kishechoitchen Es HaBosar En Choitchen El Al Gabi HaSholcha. They cut the meat on the table. Kishenoishkin En Noishkin El Al Gav HaYad. U'kishayoyatzin En Yoyatzin El HaBesode. The Gemara says Vaita. Amar Ram Gamliel, B'shloisha Dvarim Oyhev Ani Es HaParsiyim. Hein snuin ba'achi lasan. They eat b'tzniyus. It's snuin b'beis hakisei. It's snuin b'davar achir. So we see again a mefurashi Gemara that the Tanoim were being meshabeach the goyim, the medoyim and the parsiim. I, what happened to the Yisrael, was sitim lehem chayin. So the Tzitz Eliezer brings from the Sefer Nishmas Kol Chai and the Sefer Reach HaSoda that they explain that we see from this Gemara big yisoid. This that it's also to be mesaper or to be meshabeach a goy, even b'maisav like the Rambam says, is only when we're talking about a dover shel rishus, something which is a rishus, like sports or something like that, where there's no milo or chesar necessarily. It's just a dover shel rishus. So there, taka, we're not permitted to be mesaper and be meshabeach the goy. However, something which is not a dover shel rishus, something which is a religious precept, karev ledas shel Torah, something which is an inyan of derech eretz, an inyan of tikkun olam, these things are not dvarim shel rishus, and therefore there's no iser in being meshabeach the goyim for what they do. When they do something which taka is karev ledas shel Torah, something that the Torah sanctions, something that the Torah agrees with, something that the Torah wants, so there it's not called being meshabeach the goyim. There punk the goyim found something which is karev elo emes, and therefore we're permitted to be meshabeach it. And that's why, says the Tzitz Eliezer, we find in the Rambam and other Rishonim that they're meshabeach aristoi. Aristoi was someone who used his wisdom in order to come karev el ha'emes, and they're meshabeach that. Why are the Rishonim meshabeach it? I would happen to loisei chonim. The teretz is because something that is sanctioned by the Torah, something that's karev l'das shel emes, then tak, it's mutter to be meshabeach. We're not being meshabeach the goyim, we're being meshabeach this that they found something which is karev el ha'emes, and therefore it's mutter to be meshabeach that thing. So this that the Rambam says, aser to be mesaper b'shvach maisav o sheyichaviv davar midivrei hem, this means davar midivrei hem, something goyish. That's also to be mechaviv, because when we mechaviv that, then it brings us to want to copy them in their goyisha actions. Mashenkin, something which they do, which is karev l'das ha'emes, so that's mutter to be meshabeach them. And therefore, l'chayr in this case, somebody who finds a medical intervention, a medical treatment to help people, avadar etz karev l'das ha'emes, v'rapo yirape, and therefore it's permitted to be meshabeach them on their finding of this new treatment. Now, b'negeva sugya v'lesite lem chanoye b'karka, there is a very yisoidis dika tshuva from the Baal Teres Chesed. The tshuva is brought in the Sefer Zecha Simcha from Simcha Bamberger. The shaila that was asked was like this. There was a group of askanim who wanted to help out the yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, so they decided to build a hospital there. So they bought a house, a very large building, and they were going to convert this building into a hospital. The problem was, is that the people in the Shechunah decided that they did not want a hospital in their neighborhood, and they petitioned in court to stop these people from building a hospital. And the question was, if the court would uphold the petition, and they would not be allowed to build this hospital, so they would have to sell this house, which they would not be able to use anymore, and buy a different place to build a hospital. Now they found two buyers. They found a Yid who was willing to buy this house at the cost, meaning at the amount of money that they had invested in the house. And then they found a guy who was willing to pay them 25,000 marks more over and above what they had invested. So the shaila that they asked was, would they be permitted to sell the house to the guy? In that way, they would earn the extra money, they would make the extra money, and be able to build a better hospital in a different area. Or, no, is there an Issa Lesechanim, and they're not allowed to sell to the guy, they would have to sell to the Yid. This is the Shaila. And around this Shaila, the Teres Chesed says numerous Yisoidis in the Isser of Lesechanim. The first Inyan that the Teres Chesed handles is the Inyan of is Lesechanim, Lesitim, and Chanoye Bekarach, and Isser Deiraisa or not. So, the Teres Chesed shows that Rashi by us, in Amud Beis, in the bottom, Rashi says on the Mishnah that it's an Isser Deiraisa. The Mishnah says, "Ein maskirin lehem batim be'eretz Yisrael." One's not permitted to rent a house to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. And Rashi says, "Gzeru mishum mechira the aser the iser deiraisa hi shenoisin lehem chanoi bekarka." So Rashi says, "Mefurish that the iser is an iser deiraisa." The shaila is, does one get malchus on this iser or not? So very interesting. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Tzadi Dalet says like this. He says, "Va'over aleho umachal lehem karka." If a person sells or rents in a place where he's not permitted, over al mitzvahs melech, ve'ein aloike, but l'maisi he doesn't get malchus. Why? L'fisha efshir limker lehem karka oy lahaskin b'loy asiyos maisa. Since he could do this without a maisa, memela there's no malchus. This is the yisoid of the chinuch. The chinuch holds that any time there's a loisa say that could be done without a maisa, that's called a lav shem b'maisa, and the din is ein loike nolav. Lav shem b'maisa does not mean that you did the lav without a maisa. Even if a person did the lav with a maisa, but as long as the lav could be done without a maisa, that makes it a lav shem b'maisa. It's not behechrich that the person has to do a maisa, and therefore there's no malchus. This is the sheet of the chinuch. Other rishonim achelik on the chinuch, but that's the sheet of the chinuch. So kum techois, since loisita lim chanoi bekarka could be done without a maisa b'chlal, so therefore there's no malchus on this issa. So the Teres Chesed asks, L'chayra, what do we have to come on to this for? Why doesn't the Chinuch say that the reason why there's no Malkus is because it's a Lav Shebeklalos? We have here that the Gemara is Marba 3 Surim from this Lav. L'sitilem Chanoi Bekarka, L'sitilem Chayn, and Matnas Chinam. So there's many Surim that are included in this Isser. So L'chayra, it's a Lav Shebeklalos, and that's why it should be Pata. And Taka, in the Sefer Kafta V'Ferach, it's Mavur Taka, that the reason why there's no Malkus on Loisei Chonim is because it's a Lav Shebeklalos. So seemingly, the Chinuch holds that it's not a Lav Shebeklalos, and the question is, why not? So the Teres Chesed says that perhaps we can say that the reason why it's not a Lav Shebeklalos is based on the Yesoid of the Kesef Mishnah that we spoke out in Daf Yudalot. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Mehilchas Avodah Zarah says, Ein holchin bechukas ha'oyde kechovim, v'loy medamin lohem, loy bemalbush, v'loy beseir, kiyotze bahem, shenemar v'loy selchu bechukas ha'goyim. The Rambam firzois v'chol ha'oysa achas me'elu, kiyotze bahem loike. So the Rambam says that the isser v'loy selchu bechukas ha'goyim is an isser that the person's chayv malchus on. So the Kesef Mishnah asks, v'yim taymar v'ho'hav alav shebeklovus, v'hech loikem alav. L'chayra, the Yisr v'loselchu b'chukas ha'goyim is a lav shebeklolos because it includes a lot of different ma'isim, a lot of different types of Yisurim, malbush and seyar, and stam to be medam etoyib dekechovim. So l'chayra, it should be a lav shebeklolos. So the Kesef Mishnah answers that there are two types of Yisurim that are considered lav shebeklolos. One is similar to l'seichlo al adam, which includes many different types of Yisurim, which means that a dayan is not allowed to eat on the day that he dons dinei nefashos. A person is not allowed to eat an achila v'ben seiru meira. A person is not allowed to eat before davening. So all these things, they're very different yisurim, and they're all included in l'seich lo al adam. That makes it a lav shebeklolos. Another type of lav shebeklolos is even if the yisurim involved are all the same type of yisurim, but nevertheless there's different onshim. So for example, on this of loisa avdein, which is kailal different types of avodah zarah. Some types of avodah zarah chayav skila, and some types of avodah zarah don't get anything. So since there are different einshim for these isurim, that's also called a lav shebeklolos. However, if all the isurim included in the lav are all one type of iser, and the einish on all those maisim and all those isurim are the same, then it's not called a lav shebeklolos, it's called one lav, and the person gets malchus. So therefore, the Isser of L'selchu b'chukas ha'goy is one type of Isser, so even though it's different actions that the person is doing, but the Isser is one, not to do something that's similar to what the goyim do. And the Einish is all the same on each Maisa that's done, so therefore it's not considered a Lav Shebeklol. Says the Teres Chesed, Oy Bazoi, that's the Pshat Bayos. Einoch Hanami, it's true that there are three separate Isurim over here, but all these Isurim have one Yisoid. There's one Sar HaShavah to all these Isurim, and that is that we should not become close to the goyim. So if we give them chanoye bekarka, so then we are bringing the goyim into our midst. If we give them chayin, so then we are showing that we love them. And if we give them matnas chinam, we're also creating a relationship with them. So all these three surim, all these three actions are usur because they create a closeness, a kirva between us and the goyim. So kum techos, it's not a lav shebeklolos because all the yisurim have the same yisoid and they all have the same oinish, and therefore it's not a lav shebeklolos. So the only reason why one doesn't get malchus is because it's considered a lav she'ein bo maisa. This is the yisoid of the Teres Chesed to explain the Sefer Hachinuch. The second nekuda that the Teres Chesed handles is if there's a heter b'mokum seida. Do we say that b'mokum seida it's mutter to sell to a goy a chanoye b'karka? So the Teres Chesed brings that the Sefer Kafta V'Ferach says that b'makom seder it's mutter. However, the Teres Chesed is chaylik, and he says we can't be matter yisuri deraisa because of a pseida, and he brings two rayas. One raya is the Gemara we had in Daf Yudalad. The Gemara over there asks, it says in the Mishnah that a dekel tav, a good dekel, is also to sell to a guy. So the Gemara asks, dekel tav, it's also to sell to a guy because of the issur of lifnei iver, because they're going to use it for avodah zarah, but what about a dekel bish? A dekel bish, a bad dekel, is mutter to sell. I is an issur of loisichonim. So the Gemara answers, dekel tav doesn't mean the dekel, it means peiros dekel tav. But avodah the dekel is also loisichonim. So the Teres Chesed asks, l'charit is a pashur nafgamina. The issur of lifnei iver, no one's going to tell you is mutter b'makom seida. It's only the issur of loisichonim that the kafter of Ferach says is mutter b'makom seida. L'chayra, the Gemara should have answered pashur teretz. The reason why the Mishnah this says dekel tav is also to sell is because that's also even b'makom seida. Mashenkin dekel bish is only also to sell if there's no pseida. So there's a big nafgamina. So that's one raya that afilu b'makom seida there's an issur of loisichonim l'sitim l'mechanei b'karka. Another raya he brings is from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says on the Mishnah of Amud Beis, Ein maskir lehem batim b'eretz Yisrael. The Yerushalmi brings a machlekes Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish, if it's mutter or not b'makom seida. Rabbi Yechanan asks and Rish Lakish is matir. Says the Teres Chesed, so we see that the only time that there's a machlekes, the only time there's a shaila, if pseida is mutter, is if it's a shaila of schirus, which is only in Issa Rabbanon, as Rashi speaks out. But for the Issa deraisa, v'lisita l'chanoya, meaning to sell something in Eretz Yisrael, that avad is also afilu b'makom seida. So therefore, since we're handling here with an Issa deraisa, and that Issa deraisa is also afilu b'makom seida, so kum techois that it would be aser for them to sell this building to a goy, and they would have to sell to a yid, even though it is a pseida for them, that they're losing out on those extra 25,000 marks on the sale. And he's moisif, that it's not called really a pseida, it's only minyas harevach. A minyas harevach is not really a pseida, so certainly it would be also for them to sell to the goy. However, in the third shlav of the tshuva, the Teres Chesed comes up with an etza. He says that even though there's a halacha that mechir is aser, however, chalipin is mutter. That means, if a guy already owns a house in Eretz Yisrael, and you want to switch with him, so kum techois, that you're not giving him any chanoyah bekarka, because he be'etzem already has a chanoyah bekarka. You're not being mechadish to the guy any chanoyah bekarka, says the Teres Chesed, that would be mutter. Why is it mutter, says the Teres Chesed, because it doesn't say in the Torah lo simkar, it doesn't say not to sell karka to a guy, in which you'll tell me that even chalipin is considered a mechira and it's also no. It says loisitein lahem chanoya bekarka. Don't give him a kriyas in the karka, because if he has a kriyas in the karka, that means he lives amongst you. Well, this guy already lives amongst us. I'm not giving him a kriyas in the karka. I'm just switching out his kriyas in one place to a kriyas in a different place. And therefore, says the Teres Chesed, there's no iser bechalipin. There's an Eitzah. What they should do is that they should find a new building that's worth the value of the higher bidder, the guy who's willing to give them more money, and they should be machlif their existing building that they have with this new building, and they should tell the guy who's the owner of the new building that he should then sell their old building to the guy, the higher bidder. So kum techais, he's going to get his money. They're going to get the new building. They did it b'chalipin, so there's no iser of loisechonim. And the guy is selling to the guy, and memela, all the problems are for Enfred. This is the eitzah of the Teres Chesed, and this is his shita that chalipin is mutter. In the tshuvas of the Chabina, the Deitiv Meisharim, he's chalik on this Teres Chesed, and he brings a raya, fakert, from this yisoid, from the Gemara that the Teres Chesed himself brought, the Gemara in Yudal Amud Beis. The Gemara asks, Dekel Tav, you're not allowed to sell a Dekel Tav to a guy because of a Chashash of Lufna Iver, a Dekel Bish, you're allowed to sell to a guy? I would happen to the Isra of Loisechonim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara answers, El Peres Dekel Tav. It doesn't mean you're selling him the Dekel, it means you're selling him the Peres. So the David Misharim asks, according to the Teres Chesed Dechalipin is Mutter, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? Eino Hanami, it's true that I'm not allowed to sell a Dekel Bish, but I'm allowed to be machlif a dekel bish. I'm allowed to give him one dekel bish for another dekel bish. Masha enkein by a dekel tav, maybe I'm not allowed to do that because there's an ister lufnei iver. Maybe the guy wants to use my dekel to be oibid his avodah zarah, and that would be a chashash of lufnei iver. This is the David Meisharim's kasha, and because of that, he wants to say, no, avada chalipin is aser, because chalipin is like mecher. Just like mecher is aser to give a chanoi bekarka, so too is chalipin aser to give a chanoi bekarka. This is his question. The Ritvaz answers the question. The Ritvaz, in Sefer Kerem Shleimai, tain is no. That there's no raya, because the Gemara there is just going on the lashon of the Mishnah. The lashon of the Mishnah is that it's also to sell to a goy a dekel tav. So the Gemara is asking, sell. It's also to sell him even a dekel bish. It's true that maybe it's mutter to be machlif a dekel bish with a goy, but it's going to be also to sell. So since the lashon of the Mishnah is the lashon of mechira, so that's why the Gemara asks from loisechonim. Now, this machlekes makes a nafkamina la halacha in the halachas of Shemitah. There are those who are saimich on the heta mechira to sell the land of Eretz Yisrael to a goy for Shemitah, and therefore are mafkia the peris that grow from the din of Shemitah. The peris that grow are mutter because they grew on the land that belonged to a goy. One of the problems that's encountered by this heta mechira is the isser loisechane. L'chaira, it's also to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. So how could we sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy, even for Shemitah purposes? L'maisa, there's an isser loisechane. So according to this Teres Chesed, one mahalach would be to do a chalipin. Instead of doing a mechira where you sell the land to a guy, you do a chalipin. If the guy owns a house in Eretz Yisrael, and he's maskim to do a chalipin, so you machlif his house for the sada. And then when Shemitah's over, you machlif it back. So the Isser Loisechonim would not apply according to this Teres Chesed. Another Mahalach in the Achrayim is Mechiru L'Zman, which means that maybe the Isser of Loisechonim is only if you Mechir it L'Tzmisus, if you sell it forever. But if you sell it L'Zman, and the Tanai is that it has to be returned after Shemitah, so maybe there's no Isser of Loisechonim. So the Achrayim handle this Shaila, and there's a tshuva from Rav Shila Kutna, where he's medayik in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam is in Perek Yud Mehilchas Avodah Zarah Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, "Umipnei ma in moichrin lohem? Why is it also to sell to a goy karka in Eretz Yisrael? Mishum shenema v'loy sichonim, v'loy sitem lohem chanoye bekarka." And then the Rambam's moisif, "She'im loy yihi elohen karka, yeshivos and yeshivas arahi." If they won't have karka, so they can't settle in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want the goyim in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to learn from their meister. We don't want to be affected by the goyim. So if we sell them karka, so then now they could be kaveh themselves in Eretz Yisrael. They could settle there. So then we're stuck with them. But if we can't sell them karka, so then kum tachaz, even if they do pass through, but it's only arai. It's not keva. And therefore, that's the reason for the yisav loisechoni. Says Rav Shila Kutnoi Bazoi, selling them l'zman is the same idea. Mechiru l'zman should be mutter, because since it's not kva, it's only there for a short period of time, so yeshivas and yeshivas arai, and therefore it should be mutter. The Minchas Chinuch also clears this as a shayla, what's the din with mechiru l'zman, and he blames by a tzorachin. In the Sefer Teiris Yainasun, he wants the taina that from Ar Sugya it's mavur, that mechiru l'zman is also. We have here on Amud Beis that the Gemara brings a braisa. Moichrin lohem ilon almanas lokutz v'koytze, it's divir Rab Yehuda. Rab Meir Reime, ein moichrin lohem elektzutza. Machloikis, whether one's permitted to sell a tree that's mechubel karka almanas lokutz, in order that he should cut it down. And the Gemara says that we have the same machloikis by shachas, and the same machloikis by koma. And the Gemara makes a tzrichasa. Utzricha, diash minon ilon, behokam Rab Meir. Maybe Rav Meir was only machmer by an Elon, kivan deloy pasid mashilei, since the tree is not going to get ruined if he leaves it there, so maybe he's going to leave it there, so maybe it's not going to be l'zman, it's going to be for a long time. Aval haydechi mashilei pasid, but the other things by a koma, where if he leaves it there, it's going to get ruined. Same amoy deloy l'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he's moide to Rabbi Yehuda, and since we know for sure the guy's going to take it away very shortly, so memela, it should be mutter. L'maisa, we see that koma is considered something which the guy is going to take away very shortly. It's only there l'zman. If he leaves it there, it's going to be pasid. And still, it's also, and even l'Rabbi Yehuda, it's also, unless it's almanas litzar. L'chaira, if the din is that mechiru l'zman is mutter, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say dafka almanas litzar? Even if it's not almanas litzar, l'maisa, he's not going to leave it there for too long. It's going to be pasid. It's only a mechira l'zman. So we see, says the Teres Yonason, that even mechira l'zman is also by karka, and memela would be also to sell to the goy the karka, the sada of Eretz Yisrael for just Shvius, even though it's only Mechira L'Zman, and if the Shvius would go back to the Yir, afilu hachi, it's Aser, because Mechira L'Zman is Aser al Sloy Sechonim. Another mahalach in the Achreinim to be matir the Yisrael Loy Sechonim, in order to do the Heta Mechira of Shemitah, is based on a Prima Godim in Simim Shinvav, in Holcha Shabbos. The Prima Godim is mashma that the Yisrael Loy Sechonim doesn't apply B'Zman Hazeh. Why is that? Because since the Rambam says that the Yisoid of Loy Sechonim is that the Goyim should not have Yeshivas Kva in Eretz Yisrael, Shein Yeshivosim El Arai, B'Zman Hazeh, that the land is full of Goyim, and the Goyim are more Kavua than the Yidden, so if Azoy says the Prima Godim, there's no Yisoid of Loy Sechonim. If the whole Yisoid of Loy Sechonim is that we shouldn't have Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael, B'Zman Hazeh, we have Goyim living in Eretz Yisrael. So by selling to a Goy, we're not creating any problem. Because whatever Kriyas the Goyim have, they already have anyway. So B'Zman Hazeh, there's no Yisoid of Loy Sechonim. And Reb Chaim Oizer, in his Tshuvas, also is masking to this. And he says that there's no Yisoid of Loy Sechonim, Kol Zman Sheikvu Shebidei Nochrim, by giving them, by selling them land in Eretz Yisrael, we're not being moisif any chanoya to the goyim. It belongs to the goyim anyway. The goyim are a presence in the land, whether we like it or not. So memelo, there's no isalei sechonim b'zman hazeh. Another mahalach tinimata the heta mechira on shvius is that since the Rambam says that the isav loy sechonim is not to give them a kvius, even if you'll tell me that mechira l'zman is aser, the reason why mechira l'zman would be aser because at least for that period of time, they have a kvius. If someone buys a house for a year, so they live in the house for a year, so kum techois, there is a yeshiva's kva of sorts, even though it's only the zman. However, mechira for shvius, for shmita, the way it's set up is that the guy really can't settle there. It's only a shmita mechira. It's a mechira just in order that the guy should have enough of a kinyan that the peiros that are grown on this sada shouldn't be aser al shmita. Oibazoi, since there's no There's no possibility for the goy to be misnachel ba'aretz, for him to actually become kavua and to live there in Eretz Yisrael because of this mechira. There's no yisoid of loy sechonim. Since the Rambam says that the whole yisoid of loy sechonim is that the goyim shouldn't have a kvius in Eretz Yisrael, the mechira for shmita does not give them a kvius in any way, and therefore it would be mutter. Lamaisa, the Chazanish was chelik on all these hetera. The Chazanish holds mechira l'zman is aser. He also holds that even if the Mechira doesn't give the guy any kvius in Eretz Yisrael, it's still aser. And the reason is because the Maisa Mechira itself is sanu lifnei amokrin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want that we should sell anything to a guy, any karka to a guy in Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa Mechira itself is what the Torah asked, not the kvius necessarily. That's the reason why the Torah asked it, but the seif davar is the etzim iser is the Maisa Mechira gufa. And even if the Maisa Mechira won't bring lidei nachale, won't bring that the guy will end up settling in Eretz Yisrael, afilu hachi it's aser, and he holds chalip in his aser, all these aterim he was machmiran, and Mimela became a kubal by the Bnei Torah not to be semech on heta Mechira. This is one of the reasons, because of the iser of loy sechone. The Gemara brings the pasuk v'nishmarta mikol davar ra as a makar for two isurim. The Gemara number al says v'nishmarta mikol davar ra shli yistakel adam be'ishanav afilu pnuya be'eshes ish v'afilu mechoeres. There's an isur yistaklus. And the Gemara number bay says v'nishmarta mikol davar ra shli yaharar adam b'yoyim v'yogu l'deitum v'layla. The isur yistaklus and the isur of hirhur. Now Tosfos on the top of Amud Beis, divrei amasra shli yaharar, says like this. He says, "Hi, kra drasha gemurhi." This is a regular drasha. It's an issa deraisa v'loyas machta. It's not an issa derabona that they will masmich on the pasuk. It's an issa deraisa. Kedemuchach beperek nairish in his patza. What is it saying? The Gemara over there. The Gemara over there is looking for the azhara for moitzi shemra. The Gemara says azhara l'moitzi shemra minolan, and the Gemara says Rabbi Loza learns it out from loyselich rochil. And Rab Nosson learns it out from Benishmartim he called over Ra. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Lozor, why didn't he learn it out from Benishmartim? So the Gemara says, Ahum Boyle l'chadra Pinchas ben Yoyim, which is our drasha here, Shol Yahara Adam b'yoyim v'yoyim l'day tumah b'layla. So we see, says Tosfos, that this pasuk is a deraisa, because if it would only be a derabona and asmachta be'alma, so then vaita, what did Rabbi Lozor do with this pasuk? So obviously it's an issa deraisa. Now, based on this Tosfos, the Smag in Lav and Kufchav Zayin brings this Isser as an Issa Deraisa. He says, Lo Yahar Odom B'Yayim V'Yevel Le'Tuma B'Layla is an Issa Deraisa because of this Cheshbon that Tosfos makes. It's interesting that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch don't bring this Isser, this Pasuk, as a Makar for the Isser of Hirhur. And the question is why? So some want to say, Taka, that it's Mashma, that the Rambam holds that it's only an Isser Darabonah Nasmuchu Akra. And others want to say, no, that it is an Isser Deraisa, just the Rambam held it was Nichlal and another Isser. Whatever it may be, Al Kopanim in Tosis, it's Mavur, that it is a regular Drasha, Drasha Gemura, and it's an Isser Deraisa. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva in Iglis Moshe, Ebenezer Chelek Aleph, where his mechalek between our Gemara, where we learn out from the Shemata Mikol Devara, the Isser Histaklus and the Isser Hirhur, from the Gemara in Masech the Brachis, that seems to learn out the same din from the Pasuk of Veloy Sasura Achrei Enechem. The Gemara over there explains that Veloy Sasura Achrei Enechem is referring to the Isser of Znus, that a person is not only be mistakel, or be maharher in Inyan Iznus. So what's the difference between that Drasha and our Gemara? So Ramesha says a chilek like this. He says there's two types of Hirhur. A person could be maharher be'inyan iser, to do a maisa iser of znus, and a person could be maharher be'inyan heter, to do a maisa heter, let's say with ishtai, which is muteresla. So Mamela says our Moshe like this. There are two isurim here. There's an iser of loisa suru achrei nechem, which is an iser for a person to be maharher be'inyan iznus, to do a maisa iser, to be mezana, that's aser als loisa suru achrei nechem. Then there's another issue. Even if a person's not being maharher to do a maisa's nus, he's just being maharas tamaze, even if he's mahar be'ishtay, which is muteris like. Afilu hochi v'zachshash of yavili de tumma balayla. So Melis is a Ramesha like this. In our sugya, where we have that there's an Isser Istaklus, v'loi b'chamor, v'loi b'chamoira, v'loi b'chazir, v'loi b'chazira, v'loi b'oifis, v'zmanshin is kakim zelozeh. So that Isser, says Ramosha, is not also because the person is thinking about doing a Maisa Isser, about doing a Maisa Isser of Znus. That's also Stam because the person is Maharer. When he sees these things, it brings him L'day Hirur. And the Chshash is, when a person has a Hirur, he's going to be Yavu L'day Tumah B'layla. That's a separate Isser. So Kum Tichai, says Ramosha, our Sugi is not handling when the person is actually contemplating doing a Maisa Isser. He's just being Maharer, and that Hirur could bring him L'day Tumah B'layla. These are the two sugyas according to Ramosh. Now, based on this, Ramosh's time is that there's a nafkamina la'alocha by an isha. What's the din by a hirhur by an isha? So Ramosh says like this, the hirhur of Masech the Brachis, with his isser of loisa suru, that's also even by an isha. It's also for an isha to be maharer to do the maisa isser of znus. Loisa suru achrei levavchem, the Gemara over there says zuminus. And with the Surah Reil Enechem, says the Gemara, is the Isser of Znus. The person is not permitted to think about doing these Isurim. And that's true even by an Isha as well. In our Sugya, the Gemara here is handling the Isser of Stakles of Shema Yavu Lidei Tumah B'Layla. That Taka doesn't pass by an Isha. The Isser of Nishmarat Mikol Davarosh, Lo Yahar Odom B'Yayim Yavu Lidei Tumah B'Layla, doesn't pass by an Isha because an Isha doesn't have a Chashash of Yavu Lidei Tumah B'Layla. So Kum Tereis, the Isser of Stakles in our Sugya doesn't apply to an Isha. Masha'en came the Isser of Elisa Suru, which is an Isser of being Maharher to do a Maisa's Nus, that Taka does apply even to an Isha. Now, it's Mavur and our Sugya, a very interesting thing about the Isser of Istaklus. It seems that this Isser of Istaklus, looking where a person is not permitted to look, is the Isser that meets a person on his deathbed. The Braisa Firzois Vafilu Mole Einayim Kimalach HaMoves. And then the Braisa goes off seemingly on a tangent to explain, to describe the Malach HaMoves and how he does the Maisa of being nameless somebody. B'chayra, why does the Braisa do that? The Braisa is handling the Isser of Istaklus, and the Braisa then goes off and explains what the Malach HaMoves does to someone, B'shas Misase. So the Chassam Sofer, in his Hakdamah to Chassam Sofer Al HaTorah, brings from Lassen Adler, that this that the Braisa says, that the Malach HaMoves is Kulei Molei Einayim, is because of the person's Chatoim. When a person's Chayta, and he's Mistakel, so he gives Einayim to the Malach HaMoves. And that's the Pshat in the Braisa, when the Braisa says, Kivon Shechayla Roya Oisei Mizdazeya, the reason why he's Mizdazeya is because he sees how his Chatoim have caused the problem. He sees that the Malach HaMoves is Molei Einayim because of his own Chatoim, of his own Istaklus. So Kum Techois, that when a person passes away, the first chet that he has to face, that he has done in this world, is the Histaklus that he has committed. Those times that he has looked, where he's not permitted to look, those times have Gufa caused the Gufa Misayaya in his demise, in his dying. So the first chet that a person faces when he dies is the chet of the Isser Histaklus. And therefore, what the Sugi is telling us is a person has to be Nizer Bechol Eifin Shehu. He has to be Nizer as much as he can possibly be. Not to be Mistakel the Isser, because that's the first thing he's going to face with the Malach HaMavis when the Malach HaMavis comes to take him away. Just to finish off the blot on a positive note, the Gemara brings the Sulam, the ladder of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Teire Mevi'u Dei Zehirus, Zehirus Mevi'u Dei Zrizus, Zrizus Mevi'u Dei Nekius. And the Gemara goes up the ladder. The final stage is that Ruach HaKodesh is Mevi'u Dei Tchias HaMeisen. So I saw in the Sefer Avodah Brura that he brings from the Marashdam, who learns a very interesting pshat in Tchias HaMeisen. Tchias HaMeisen means that the person will at that point be zoicha to be able to be mechayim meisim, which means to make rishayim do tshuva. Because we know that rishayim afilu b'chayim kriya meisim. So tchiyas ha-meisim doesn't mean that the person actually died. It means even when he's alive, but he's called a meis. But tchiyas ha-meisim is when the person does tshuva, then there's tchiyas ha-meisim, because now he went from a rasha to a tzaddik. So now he went from someone who afilu b'chayim is called a meis, and now he went to someone who's considered a chay. So when the Gemara says that Ruach HaKodesh Mevi'u Dei Tchias HaMeisim, that means that the person will be zeicha to be able to cause people to become Balei Tshuva. And that is Tchias HaMeisim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maror HaMeklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.